One of our Catholic members shared with us a video yesterday on Easter. This video was done by the Babylon Bee, and it was pretty funny about how Peter keeps trying to convince his brother apostles that the resurrection is something real, something cool. And so it's basically a parody that if Jesus' resurrection was a hoax, then why would they will to die, to suffer, to be persecuted for a hoax, for a lie, for a manipulation, for something that's not true? But my brothers and sisters, all of the readings today remind us that Jesus, the one who resurrected, made something new and different, something radical in his believers and those who follow him, especially his apostles. In the first reading, we see how courageous Peter was in proclaiming the Lord to those who were listening to him, exalting God and acclaiming that it's truly God the Father who had raised Jesus, and he had been one of the witnesses to this reality. Peter changed from someone who was cowardice, someone who ran away when he was being asked if he was Jesus' own disciples or not, now become someone who's so committed, who's so courageous in defending the truth. The resurrection changed him. Christ changed him. And he truly believed with all his heart. And we can see from history that Peter ultimately gave his life in the defense, in the witness of this reality. If the resurrection was a hoax, if the resurrection was not real or some made-up story, why would someone die for it? Not just a couple of people, but many people died because they loved Jesus. The resurrection gotta be real. The resurrection changed life. The resurrection turned Mary Magdalene, as we hear in the gospel today, from sorrow to joy. So we must ask ourselves, are we joyful in the resurrection of the Lord? And just like what I said on Easter Day, are we the people of the resurrection, or are we still the people of this world, being held back by the things of this world, being held back by our humanity, being held back by popular opinions, being held back by other matters? Are we people of this world, or are we people of the resurrection? My brothers and sisters, do not be lied, do not be duped, do not be manipulated, do not be enslaved, do not be controlled by the things of this world, but free ourselves so that we become more joyful, more courageous, more genuine, more committed to the one who rose again for us, so that where he is now today, we shall be one day when we finish our earthly journey and see him face to face.